Hey there, welcome to Real World Health and Fitness, the podcast where we talk about your health, your fitness, and the things you can start doing today to start seeing results tomorrow. Here are your hosts, Julian Gaylong and Daniel Antonellos.
Welcome everybody to Real World Health and Fitness. I'm your host, Julian Gaylor, along with Danielle Antonellos. Danny, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
Fantastic. We've got a beautiful day and we've decided to change it up and get outside for this episode.
Yes. Enjoy the sunshine. It's fantastic.
The pool in the background. That's the rays are coming down. Just hope it doesn't get too windy for the listeners.
Yes.
Exactly.
Should be all right.
So episode 3. We're on a roll now. We're getting close to not being able to count them on one hand or halfway. But today, this is something I think is going to be applicable to almost everyone because I think everybody goes to the supermarket, yeah?
Yes, definitely.
Well, with home delivery these days, sometimes
I know. Everyone delivers these days. It's pretty cool.
It is.
But yes.
Today we're talking about how to tackle the supermarket shopping because there's a lot of sneaky tricks that the supermarkets do with their marketing, which makes you not only spend more money, but unfortunately that means you're buying more, which means you're eating more, and that's going to go straight to the waistline.
That's it. It's a very clever industry, this one, but we're here to help you out today.
Exactly. Now, look, you can't fault them. They're a business. They're trying to make money. They're not doing anything unethical, I would say, but it's still important to be aware of those little sneaky things that they're doing. So, Danny, remind the listeners, if this is the first podcast I've listened to, what's the purpose of these podcasts? What are we trying to do for our listeners?
So we are here to provide you with strategies that you can implement straight away. So whether you take one or two things from each episode, that's all that we're happy with. So basically every episode we're going to talk about something different and you'll be able to stop straight away and then start using that in everyday life. So, and open your eyes to the world out there and all these little things that you may not notice.
Absolutely. I mean, we said it in another episode. If you're looking for the latest scientific, technological information when it comes to health and fitness, you're not going to get it on this podcast. But what you are going to get is, as the name says, real world information where you can just run with it and implement it today.
That's it.
Cool.
Let's get started.
Let's do it. Here we go.
So, sneaky supermarket tricks 101.
Real sneaky. Yeah. Look, I think it starts from the very moment you walk into the supermarket. There's so many that we've listed down here. We could have probably put down another twice as many.
Yep.
But I find that the supermarkets, as soon as you walk in the door, they are hitting your senses with so many different things, great smells, great visuals, and it puts you in a good mood.
Yes.
Like when you walk into the supermarket, tell me, Danny, what are some things that hit you first? You should think of the local supermarket you go to and what are you bombarded with first?
Straight away, as soon as you walk in, the bakery.
Yeah.
You can just smell the freshly baked bread rolls
and donuts. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, now that Easter's coming up as well, the hot cross buns,
yeah,
they're
going to
be there.
And that's the thing is they tell you when you're having an open inspection for a house to bake some bread in there because it makes you feel homely and good. If people are feeling like that, homely and good in the supermarket, they're going to feel good about themselves. They'll want to buy more.
Yes.
And that's just a dangerous recipe that'll put you in a happy, good mood to start with. And you will want to put more in your trolley.
Definitely. It can make you hungry instantly.
Exactly.
If not, if you're already hungry, it'll make you 10 times more hungry.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that as well.
Yes.
So what are some other sort of sensory things? Is there other smells you pick up on when you walk into the supermarket?
Yeah. So you've got the beautiful flowers as well at the start. So that sort of sets the tone as well.
That's
again,
a visual
that feel
thing too.
Good. Yeah. Visual thing.
It's also for the guys in the doghouse. You just need to take some flowers home.
Yes.
On the way home. Yes.
Yes. There you go.
Uh-huh.
Look, I wouldn't be too impressed with flowers from the local supermarket, but hey.
No,
that all counts. It all counts, you know. Actually, it's a thought that counts. And the chickens as well, the meat.
The barbecue chicken.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Put some in the bread roll and you're good to go. Take some flowers.
Absolutely.
You're all set.
Absolutely. Now, you'll notice a lot of the supermarkets, they're laid out very similar. And so the bakeries tend to be right next to the fresh fruit and produce because when you get hit with that color as soon as you walk into the supermarket of all of the fresh fruit and vegetables, you know, you have more energy. You feel good. Plus, the fresh fruit produce is there the very first thing that you do so that as soon as you pick up a few of those healthy fruits and vegetables, you feel good. You go, oh, I'm being healthy. And you can start to justify buying other things. Whereas if the first thing you put in was a bag of chips or soft drink, you're going to feel bad about yourself. But if you've got your spinach leaves first, you're going to feel good.
That's
really, really tricky. So
yes.
Another thing I've noticed, Danny, I think you mentioned this too, is that the supermarkets tend to be really stretched out. They seem to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger, but the things that we need tend to be conveniently positioned at the widest points of the store.
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
So definitely. So your essentials, your milk, your eggs and things, they're always at the back.
Mm.
So you have to walk.
Why would they do that?
Good question. Fancy you asking that. So they're at the back because then you all the things that you walk past, you might just pick something up along the way. Oh, yeah, actually, I might buy that as well. And the hungrier you are as well, of course, you're going to grab more things too. So you're heading all the way back to the store. You're passing everything. Chances are you're going to grab some things on the way.
Yeah, it makes no business sense to put the essential things right at the front of the supermarket. From the business sense, because they're like, well, you're just going to grab that and walk straight out. You don't get a chance to be tempted by anything else. So
that's right.
God bless them for doing that, but you've just got to be aware of what's going on.
Definitely.
Yeah. Now, it's so funny. I hear this all the time from some people and myself. You buy things and why did you get that? Oh, I was on special.
Yeah.
I was on special. Oh, well,
classic.
You got to buy it then, don't you? But the way that they're changing these specials is very dangerous for the waistline. So, for example, it used to be most times that something would be on special. Let's say it was $3, it was on special now for $2.
Yeah.
But it's changed so that now they're getting you to actually buy more to get those discounts. So instead of getting that one thing for $2 instead of $3, it's you get two for $5 and saving. And you think, oh, that's a good deal. And then all of a sudden you've got two trays of chocolate biscuits instead of one, which one was too many to start with. And it's not like they're going to last you twice as long. You're going to go through them twice as fast because I've got plenty. I can just keep eating them.
That's right.
And so be careful with those things. It's great when you've got some great essentials that come up that you get some good deals on, but then don't get tempted.
That's right.
Go for those other things, yeah.
I think we're all a bit guilty of that. It's such an emotional thing. Like they really get to you.
You
like,
want a deal.
Yeah, of course. Even if it means I bought 10 toothbrushes, hey, they're on sale. I'm going to need them eventually, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Tell me about the shopping trolleys as well. So they've changed over the years.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. This is where the supermarkets are really, really looking after us because they like us but in making things convenient.
Hmm.
But in the same way, they're making it convenient so that we can actually spend more time at the supermarket and gather more things.
Yes.
So way back in the day, it was really nice for the supermarkets or the general stores to provide us with little baskets so we can carry everything because we just can't carry enough in our arms because we just can't spend enough if we do that. And so then some genius, I don't know the name, I did not do the research on this, invented the shopping trolley. Whoever invented that out there, you are awesome. But now we're actually essentially walking around with an old-fashioned wheelbarrow to put all of our food in. And so we can really load up with a lot. You know, in comparison to the days when you just had to carry it by hand, you had to really make some big decisions. Do I really need this or do I not? Like that. But now you can pop your kids in the trolleys.
And they love it too. I remember that was one of the highlights of being a kid. You get to ride around in the trolley. It's the best.
A highlight of your kids, your childhood. I'm really disappointed. But
look, okay. One of many. It was a great fun, okay?
Well, but I mean, now you can put the kids in there, which means the kids are going to be a bit more content and you can now shop a bit longer without the kids throwing a tantrum. And so all of these things are convenient for you, but it allows you to shop more and spend more money, which, you know, most times is going to put more centimeters on the waistline, unfortunately.
Have you noticed with kids, now that we're on that topic as well, all of their food is at their eye level?
Yep.
So absolutely. A little bit lower as well. So yeah, straight away, like the kids are going to be spotting things that they want, you know, and you have to go through that thing of looking like a bad parent saying no, and they're screaming and, you know, so they place those items so like well.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a lot of laws and regulations that have gone into advertising to kids in regards to, you know, on TV commercials and the type of things that, you know, we used to get toys and things in the cereal or collectible cards and we would just be hounding our parents that we need these because we've got to collect them. I remember once I convinced my mum when I was a kid to buy these I&J frozen meat patties because there was a Mario Brothers scratch card in there and I could have won a Game Boy.
Yeah.
And I don't think we ever ate those.
No.
So whoever that marketing person was, you got me.
Yeah.
You got me good.
But it's like those chips with all the Tazos as well. Again, another highlight of the childhood. Like, seriously, yeah, we were just, mum was the best and dad as well. They were legends buying like packet after packet of chips to the point, yeah, you wouldn't eat them all.
You wouldn't.
But you'd eat a lot of them. But by the end, it's just like you're buying it just for the Tazos.
Now, you don't see that happening anymore.
No.
I mean, that's changed and there's regulations about that. And it's even the same. We're moving away from supermarkets, but the old Happy Meals.
Oh, yeah.
You used to get your toys or your collectible cups or whatever it was, and you had to have those all the time. Now they're gone.
Mm-hmm. They're gone now. Yeah,
toys and things. They can't advertise to kids about it anymore. I'm not in the market for Happy Meals these days, so I'm not really taking notice, but it's there. But yeah, outside of all of that, the placement of the products is still really hitting the kids hard.
Yep.
So all the things that are bright and colourful and full of sugar at the kids' level, and they're going to be conveniently just dumping that into the trolley.
And they're right out the end as well when you're about to pay. They just have the last minute ones that they just put on the side and it's like, okay, fine.
Now there's
I'll just pop it in.
There are some supermarkets that have like confectionery free checkouts.
Yeah.
So you don't get tempted, you know. Brownie points for that to them for doing that. But, we'll talk about that again, where those impulse spots, and that's not just the kids, that's us.
Yeah.
Where there'll be the chocolate bars or the drinks at the front. And the drinks, the funny thing is you can get your 600ml soft drink and that's like, I don't know, $2-3. I don't know. I don't buy them. But the thing is you could just walk down the aisle and get one, like a 1.25 litre on special for 99 cents. Like it's that convenience. And sure, it's cold compared to just on the shelf, but it's that convenience that really, really gets you.
Yep, definitely.
It's amazing. Now, Danny, did you know that in some situations, supermarkets actually pay to have their products placed in certain spots?
Yes, it's actually a massive market, isn't it? Like the shelf height and things like that, isn't it?
Exactly. Like, I mean, that's where we're talking. I mean, we're talking kids' eye level to get their attention. Adults, we're not immune to that either.
Yeah.
So they're going to show us the products that they want us to buy. And that could be that the supermarket is getting paid to put that product there, or the supermarket has the biggest margins on that. But the good rule of thumb there is to, you know, look high and low. Usually the no-name or the I don't want to say home brand, but the lesser-known brands as well are on the higher shelves or the lower shelves, which aren't in eye level. And they're usually the ones which are the best value for money for us.
Definitely. Mm. Yeah. Just these little things that you'd probably never pick up.
Because
we always seem to be in a rush when we're shopping as well. So, again, convenience.
Yeah, Now, with when was the last time you did any food sampling at the supermarket?
Oh, yeah. Not for a while, but they are so tempting. And the way that they're standing there all smiling and happy and it's like, oh, no thanks. Like you feel bad.
Yeah,
well, I do.
They're there for a trick because there's a very high conversion. They'll cook it up for you. You try it and go, that's good. And they'll conveniently have it there for you to take
it's
away.
Right here,
and
yes.
So be mindful of that too. If you want to sample something, just be strong. Otherwise, just steer clear.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need it. You had no intentions of buying this to start with.
Yeah.
But you don't want to get sucked in.
That's it.
Really difficult.
Yeah. Mm. It's like as well how they put complementing items together.
Mm-hmm.
So you walk down the chips aisle and you find some nachos there and you're like, awesome. Yeah, I'll take some of that.
Yep.
The next step down, they've got the salsa. Like that is not a coincidence.
It's there perfectly. You know? And that's the thing. You could not even want to have the salsa. You just love your corn chips. And
yes.
But it's there and think, oh, yeah, that goes together. That'd be silly not to.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a given. You have to buy both.
There's so many other things like that I see it could be complementing or it's stopped now, but that's once again where kids' toys would be next to certain aisles which kids will be going down.
Yep.
What else is there that I've seen? Like, even things like in the aisles where you'll have your mixed things like your Nesquik and your Milos and all those mixes, they will also have hanging from long strips like shaker bottles and things. They go, of course, that goes with that. It's a complimentary sale, which, you know, people do get caught out in all the time.
Definitely.
All the time.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Exactly. So these are some things we want people to look at and be mindful of, but I think it's also important to help the listeners to plan ahead because, once again, if it's something that you're not aware of and you don't know these tricks or you're not aware of things that you're doing within yourself to, and it's causing you to buy more food or buy the wrong foods, we're here to make you aware of that.
Yes.
And so what is the most important thing you think is, if you're tackling the supermarket, to make sure you stick to your guns as closely as possible?
Yes. All right. So have a game plan before you walk in. So
in what way?
Have a shopping list.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, because it's so easy. I'm so guilty of this as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you want. You walk in, everything's going on. It's like, oh my goodness, what did I even need again? Mm-hmm. And you sort of just buy a bit of every. It takes me so long to wander around as well when mm-hmm. I don't have a list going mm-hmm. up and down the aisles. So definitely make a shopping list. You will forget things.
Yes.
It's a given. Or you'll just buy things that you didn't even want. And then I'm so guilty of this, but yes, definitely make a shopping list.
Well, I think it's like a discipline thing as well, that if you've got a list, it's like you can actually go in there and say, if it's not on the list, I'm not buying it.
Yes.
You know, it's a yes or no black and white thing. Whereas
yes.
if you go in there with no idea of what you need, you're going to buy things that you shouldn't have had. And as you said, you'll forget them.
Definitely.
And so what's going to happen is if you forget the essentials, you need to come back.
Yes.
And when you come back, you're probably going to buy some non-essentials again and again and again.
That's
and
it.
And so you're wasting time, money, and, of course, your health.
Yeah.
Which is really, really dangerous.
And there's lots of apps as well that can do that. So it doesn't have to be the old pen and paper, even though sometimes it still feels good to cross something off. But you can have it on your phone.
I've got an app which I can cross off. I swipe with my finger.
No.
Yeah. It's
okay.
It's called, we can share names. It's called AnyList. And the cool thing about this, the cool thing about AnyList is that if you have housemates or a partner or someone that you live with, you can both download AnyList and you can add things to the shopping list at the same time. And it'll say, you know, Danielle's updated the grocery list. And so if you were going there that evening, you'll be able to cross it off and you'll be able to see that person's got the stuff. And so that's really cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just a free app, you know. No, we get nothing from this, but creators of AnyList, if you are listening, donations and sponsorship endorsements, let's
please. I'd love to be sponsored by AnyList.
Yeah, who wouldn't? Yeah, exactly.
That's really cool.
But no, it is a cool thing. And that's also, we've always got our phones. And
yeah.
We're going to always be on them so that you could be anywhere and go, oh, yeah, I need to get this.
Yeah.
And you jot it down there. Whereas you're not always going to have your shopping list with you.
Mm.
And that's super important. But the bad thing about it is when I'm going around the supermarket, I've got my phone out and I get frustrated when I'm at the supermarket and I'm going around those senseless people on their phones running trolleys into me. And like, I feel like I just want to be telling people, look, this is my shopping list. I'm not on Facebook. This is my shopping list that I'm doing right now.
It's any list, guys. Show it to them.
If you don't know it, it's kind of a big deal. All right, what else you got?
Yeah, so as I sort of mentioned before, try and eat before you get to the shops, because there is nothing worse than being hungry and hangry and then you're just sort of so tempted just to grab something quick and easy that you basically want to crack open straight away. Like,
in the car, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Or even in the shop. You know, no, we do not do that.
No.
The temptation's there though sometimes.
Well, that's a cool thing, because it's just sort of related to shopping that we looked at a study. It was a 2010 study by the University College of London. They discovered that hungry participants in this study made riskier gambling decisions than those who were actually satisfied. And that actually led the researchers to argue that, you know, when we're hungry, and we want to call that hangry, the hormones get released and it really hampers your ability to think rationally.
Mm.
So in that point of view, you're going to be hungry, you're going to do things that are impulsive. If you're cranky, you're just going to grab quick and easy. You're not going to make sound decisions, especially with those examples, if we see things on special or if we want something that will hit the spot right now, and that's usually going to be something high sugar.
Yeah.
And so stay away from the supermarket if you're hungry.
And the casino, apparently, according to the University College of London.
Let's not do that. I mean, they've got the buffets. Why do they have big buffets then if they want to keep us hungry?
I don't know, Jules.
Exactly.
That can be our next one.
Yeah. Now, I find that also the times you go shopping makes a huge difference as well.
Oh, yes. Those peak time hours where everyone's after school or after work, you know.
Certain times on a Sunday too, everyone's
Sunday
getting home,
shoppers.
Getting ready for it. Like if you have the ability, try and get there early in the morning or late at night, it's dead. Like I used to have a family friend and she'd leave the kids at home. I think they were old enough to look after themselves, but she'd go shopping at like 11 o'clock at night.
Okay.
There'd be no one around and she'd be able to get what she needed.
What time do the shops close these days?
Well, some of them are 24/7.
There you go.
That's it. So if you need to get your free samples in. I don't think they're doing samples.
No, I imagine if that's your job, handing out samples at like 2 a.m.
Yeah, you're not going to get too many
shifty.
People. Exactly. But yeah, I mean, if it's busy, you're probably going to get frustrated. which leads yourself to the whole hangry thing. It's the same thing where you're going to get impulsive. You may even go, oh, forget it, I'm leaving, and you'll forget things that you needed.
Yes.
And that's really not a good place to be.
Maybe a meditation class before you go to the shops, because apparently it's there you go. It gets you angry sometimes, doesn't it?
Sure does.
It's okay. And also where you're going shopping. So all the different supermarkets as well, like some have better deals than others, different products as well. So try and not always stick to the same spot. You don't know what you're really missing out on.
Yeah, well, I find that supermarkets from one brand to the other, they actually, I've noticed that one supermarket has much better prices on meat.
Mm.
And whereas you go to another supermarket, they've got better prices on other things. And you've kind of got to work out where's the best place to go. Now, I do know some people who shop at three supermarkets in their one shop because it's all cheaper. And I'm thinking, is that really worth your time and your petrol?
Yeah, petrol money.
Exactly. But, you know, be wary of where you're buying things, because you may go, you should change supermarkets based on the things that you're buying that could be overall cheaper at another place.
Mm,
that's
yes.
cool. Now, the other thing that I really like in regards to making a shopping list is that you don't do the zigzag up and down the aisles.
Yep.
Now, I'm a weird guy. I'm actually like a therapeutic shopper. Yeah, that goes without saying. But I'm I actually enjoy going supermarket shopping.
Okay.
Like, if I could, I'd just put my headphones on and just shop, but I don't want to be antisocial like that. But the dream customer for a supermarket is someone who'll just come in and just zigzag up and down the aisles, and so they see everything, because that's maximum exposure. Whereas if you know your supermarket, you know what you need, you're just going to go to the places that you need to go to.
Mm, yeah, which definitely.
Which is really, really a good strategy, because the less you get exposed to and the better list you've got, the better.
Yeah. So what do you enjoy the most about it? Why is this a relaxation thing for
you? I don't
know.
It could be just the crossing it off, or just it's a switch off. Like, you know,
it's the list. It's the damn list.
It could be the list, but it's just, I don't know. It's like I'm just in my own little zone, getting things and going off, not having to be thinking too much about anything other than, you know, which zucchini feels a bit firmer than the other one.
Yeah, that's it. Those avocados these days, oh my goodness. If anyone knows a place that has good avocados at the moment, please. It has been, look, it's a tough life. That's one of my daily struggles.
Mm-hmm.
Pop them next to the bananas in the fruit bowl and then they go softer.
There you go, pro tip from Danny.
Yes.
Got it.
But don't keep them there too long, because you'd hate to like try and nurture this avocado. You've left it there too long and it's too soft.
It's mush.
Yeah.
Not good at all. So we've spoken about, I guess, planning the trip and making sure we're as efficient as we can at the supermarket. But I think it's also important to try and look at ways to save money, because our grocery shopping is going to be one of our biggest expenses.
Mm.
And if we can start to shave a few dollars off every time we go, that starts to add up.
Yeah.
Which is really, really, really good. So
tell me about this next one. It seems to be named after you.
The Odd Bunch, or is that the Awesome Bunch?
No, definitely.
That's one thing that, you know, a certain supermarket has brought in, and it's great because it allows the farmers to get rid of their imperfect products. But it also gives you a good chance to pick up some things really cheap, because at the end of the day, it's not a beauty contest. It doesn't matter what the food looks like, unless you are some sort of chef and you've got presentation skills. Mm. Like, if you're putting it into something where it's got to get blended and chopped and everything, who cares what it looks like? I mean, so getting those, I don't want to call them seconds or whatever you want to call them, the imperfect fruit and veg produce, you're going to save big bucks there.
Yeah.
There's nothing. That's the first place I go.
Yeah.
I'll go. If they don't have any, oh God. I've got to ride normal zucchinis. This sucks.
I know. It's not fun. And the Odd Bunch, they have these cute little cartoons on it. It's like, so you feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
They've got the little picture.
It's like you're sponsoring a kid from Africa or something.
Yeah.
Eating him. Yeah. That's lovely.
That's shocking.
It is. Now, what else? What else is a good way for us to save some big bucks?
I'm just still thinking about what you just said. That's okay. So know when the specials are.
Yeah. I think that's good. You know, you get your weekly specials. I know. I think it's like Wednesday they change.
I don't know. You get them in the catalogues in your mail, don't they?
Catalogues.
That's
dangerous. Once again, it's like I love reading them. I'll go to someone else's house and I'll read catalogues.
Yes.
When they're at your house, it's like, oh, I didn't realise that I needed that. I need to go buy that right now.
It must be riveting company if you go to someone's house to read them.
Hey, don't talk to me. I'm like, shh,
catalogues.
Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely like Coke versus Pepsi, and they always have these alternating sales. Like, I'm on sale now. I'm on sale.
Exactly. You'll never see both of them on sale at the same time.
Mm.
It's like you'll alternate. So it's like if you're nearly running out of one, not that we're advocating to buy Coke and Pepsi, but anyway, if you notice one's on special, you go, well, next week it's going to be the other one.
Yeah.
And everything like that. So, but just look at the upcoming specials for higher priced items like your you meet, and it could be some other maybe non-essential things. Let's say, when I say non-essential, I mean it could be non-food items such as your hair care or whatever other things you're buying there. There can be some big sales on those. So if you can just be a bit diligent and look at what's around, you can really save some big bucks by planning ahead.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Frozen food. I love buying frozen vegetables. They are so convenient. Like at the start when I was sort of trying to be more healthy and mindful and things, I thought, nope, I'm going to buy them all fresh, chop them, steam them, whatever, cook them. But now buying frozen, it's basically the same because all the nutrients get trapped inside. Yeah. Anyway, they're already chopped for you and less wastage as well.
There's been a lot of bad rap for frozen food because, not frozen food, frozen vegetables. But it has been proven that if it's snap frozen, which most of it is these days, you will have all the same nutrients. Now, look, it's fair to say that I guess the same texture is not the same. Cooking something, like if you cook a stir fry with fresh ingredients, it's going to be a little bit different to frozen. But if you're making up a big stew or a mince or some sort of big cook up, tell you what, I'm a guy who loves efficiency. And so if I can pull out like a 1 kilo bag of frozen stir fry mixed vegetables, rip it open and chuck it in compared to chopping and the compost and the wastage, as you said, I'll take that every day of the week.
Yeah, it's a game changer. It can be the difference between whether you eat the vegetables or not.
Exactly. And going back to the reason why we brought it up, it saves money because not only is there no wastage when you're actually preparing it, but because it's frozen, it's not going to go off. So many times, like when it comes to bin night or getting to the recycling, I mean, the composting, I'll open the fridge and go, okay, so what have I got to throw out this week?
Exactly.
And if you don't have to do that, that's awesome.
Yeah, exactly right. Let's get back onto our little studies. So where are we now? State University. So apparently they found that green beans and spinach can lose up to 75% of their vitamin C after being stored in the fridge for a week.
So that's fresh.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Yes, fresh.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so it's basically lost 3/4 of its nutrients.
Yeah. Well, you can't really freeze spinach. I did that by accident once and then it came out really weird.
Like, you can buy frozen spinach, but it's not going to...
Not the leaves.
You can, but it's all shredded up. You're not going to be putting it in a salad. It's more so if you're cooking with it, like putting it in some sort of quiche or some other thing. But
Or like Popeye's, just squeeze it.
Yeah, why not? It can turn into little blocks.
That's
it. Or if you want to make super, super healthy, cool drinks, you know, just chop it and use it as like spinach ice cube blocks in your drink and then is it... You don't do that.
That's a different one. You could.
Yeah,
there you go. We're so creative.
I know. People are going to steal these ideas. I want to see someone post a photo of their spinach.
Spinach ice blocks.
Frozen spinach blocks, yeah. And
why not, man?
I then want them to post a photo of their spinach glass with a big smile on their face and spinach all through their teeth.
Yes. They'll have bulging biceps afterwards, though. So, hey.
No, his forearms. He had big forearms.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
He did. Yeah, his grip strength was phenomenal. Couldn't lift anything, but his grip strength was good.
There you go, Popeye. What are you doing?
Exactly. So, look, this is a quick overview about how to tackle the supermarket and being aware of their sneaky tricks of where they place things and the sights and the smells and how they tantalize the senses and the certain specials that they put out there for you. You've got to realize that people get paid thousands of dollars to create these supermarket layouts and everything is in a certain spot for a reason. And the more you realize this, the more you can be smarter and not fall for their tricks.
Definitely. So just be prepared when you're going in, get that shopping list.
Yeah, get it done.
Make sure you're not starving. So do a bit of pre-planning, even if you need to keep a snack in the car or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
While you're driving there, just get something in. Then you'll be able to think more clearly. You'll be more patient with those slow shoppers. Oh, tongue twister.
I think also... we didn't mention it before, but I think if you've got kids, if it's possible to go shopping without the kids,
leave them at home.
Do that, yeah. Don't leave them in the car. Leave them home with someone.
Oh, dear, yes.
Yes. But that makes a big difference too, because then that's not another nagging thing. You know, Mom, can I have this? Can I have this? Can I have this? Or you get to the checkout and you go, how did that end up in the trolley? And before you know it, it's been scanned and the kid's looking all chuffed because he's got new snacks.
That's it.
Yeah.
But, good tips.
I think so. So, look, I think we'll wrap it up there because it's plenty of information, but we want people to be able to take these little tips, and it could be just something that you pick up on the next time you're in at the supermarket, whereas you go to buy that roast chicken for dinner, then all of a sudden there's wraps and mayonnaise next to it and you go, oh, yeah, that'd be a nice meal. Wait a minute.
Hang on, they're doing that thing again.
Exactly. So see if you can pick up on that, and we'd love to hear any comments sent to us on the Facebook page or the Instagram account. just letting us know if you've picked up on any of these or if there's any others that you know of, because we'd love to hear it.
Get interactive and give us as much feedback on what you want to hear us talk about as well. And we want to make this a really fun experience for everyone, and we're all learning here. So again, as Julian said, anything that you pick up on that we haven't mentioned, we'd love to hear about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So over
Thank
and out.
You.
Absolute pleasure. It's been great sitting out here. We're in the shade, so we're not getting too much of a tan, but definitely getting some fresh air. It's good.
Beautiful. Time for a swim, I'd say.
All right, let's do it. All right, guys. Thanks a lot, and we will catch you next week.
Thank you.